Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We open things up, as I said, with Tournament of Champions having a basketball football weekend. Monsignor Pace is the destination for football. And Wesley Frater, who has done more for the elevation of youth sports of all types, primarily football and basketball, is live on at his event that's going on today at Monsignor Pace for football. He joins us. Wesley, thanks so much, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having us.
Big time things. This is the thing that one of the things. I know you do quite a few events during the course of the year, but this summer weekend is important for you because you get to bring both worlds together: the basketball world, the football world, and a lot of the passionate fans and the teams. Talk about the event because this gives us a great opportunity because people can still come out and do the football and basketball. So let everybody know what's happening this weekend where they can get involved.
Oh, sure. What I wanted to do as an organization was put sports to some kind of civility, something to do civically. And I believe if there's 600 kids out here today, they're off the street, school is out, it's hot. We all know it can be quite challenging in our community. So I wanted to have them somewhere, something to do for the weekend. So it's over 600 kids out here participating. So we put our annual summer basketball tournament with our annual football 7-on-7 and the lineman challenge. We put them all in one place on one weekend in the same facility, and it's packed out here and watching kids go from basketball to football. I think, Larry, when earlier you remember the Sunshine State Games was a big thing, and that's what I always wanted to do, was have an event where kids, as you know, high school athletes are going all across the country now. Baseball teams are around the country. Football players are going different camps. Basketball starts in a couple of days, the live period, open period. So during the summer, it's real challenging for a high school, especially an elite athlete. People are taking visits, as you know, today. Summertime is crucial to an athlete's future, and we wanted to have one place where they can come and train for a weekend.
Wesley Frater joining us. Tournament of Champions hosting basketball and football events out at Monsignor Pace. And you and I talked about location and being right off the turnpike or not far from the turnpike and right off the Palmetto Express. Yeah, the 826, right there near St. Thomas University. I mean, you're in the epicenter. I mean, it really isn't hard to get to at all from anywhere. I mean, it's mostly highway driving. And being in a venue like that, and having such marquee programs in basketball and football, it's a lot of prestige. But you've had so many events. I mean, they know what you do. So having something like this is a no-brainer for them. I mean, talk about the football. I mean, who are some of the schools out there? Because I know people are driving around or maybe at home listening to us and maybe want to come out and maybe their favorite school may be playing. Who football-wise is out there?
Well, to answer your first part, Joe Zacchio and Monsignor Pace has been great people. The administration, Joe, which is a Miami Central graduate, and so we hit it off there as Central graduates. His facility is great. His facility is great. And we're here, Miami Central, Northwestern, Booker T. There's teams from Fort Myers, Palmetto, Columbus, Miramar, Dillard. You name it.
Heavyweights.
The heavyweights are here competing. We're very happy to have them here. I would say boastfully that I think I have some of the best high school football players in the United States of America competing today. Surely the fastest.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, and the line challenge. I mean, and I know that in the past, because they get no love, the big guys get no love at all. How's that turning out?
You know, it's funny because that's exactly how we said to the coaches, battle Battle Sports Company, who's providing the uniforms today, they were like, we want the kids to be big and sexy too. So the lineman challenge gives the kids a chance to show their strength, agility, and quickness. They have something to do besides watching the Divas play. And they're out here in the sand. They're going to be pushing a SUV a couple of feet. And it's just fun for all the kids. And if I may point out, this kicked off with Lewis Oliver and the Colts linebacker, Anthony Walker Jr., a tremendous speech last night in our academic and human development symposium. We had a great kickoff. Gwendolyn Bush, formerly University of Michigan, she spoke. So it was just more than basketball. It was also education, sports, and more importantly, life.
And you brought up some names. I don't want to skip over any of those names. And Lewis Oliver, who grew up at Glade Central. And to let everybody know out there, he went to the University of Florida on an academic scholarship, not on a football scholarship.
And he spoke about it yesterday. He actually had offers to go to Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
But he wanted to play football, and Florida was offering a scholarship academically, and he spoke about it yesterday that he walked on and took a spot. He never gave it up.
Yeah, no doubt. And Anthony Walker, if you have a blueprint for a kid that you want to grow up, here it is. Went to Monsignor Pace, achieved high enough grades where he got into Northwestern University, was an all Big Ten linebacker and a draft pick of the Indianapolis Colts. And certainly, I'm sure he had a lot of things that were very interesting.
He's the epitome of a athlete.
No doubt.
The epitome of an athlete. If there's any kids in our inner cities or whatever that think they can't make it, this guy proves it. He's academically sound. He graduated. He's interning at the Miami Heat. He's hanging out with Northwestern president. I mean, he wants to leave a legacy long beyond the playing field. And if I may, his father was one of the great three-point shooters at Northwestern.
Yes.
This is a great family, Anthony Walker Jr. and Anthony Walker Sr.
Yeah.
They had a tremendous symposium last night.
And also, Wesley, I don't want to leave Gwen out, because here's what every parent should listen to, because Gwen Bush grew up two blocks from Dillard Senior High School. She was around some of the great athletes growing up, and she, when it was time for her son to be recruited, and her son played at Dillard and was just an outstanding football player, but also a four-five student in the classroom as well, and she saw everything that had that you could go through, and she you know, from education to just all the all the stuff that goes along with it, and her experiences alone, and her, I just want to let you know, for those listening, her son ended up going to Stanford, graduated from there, and then went to Michigan for his graduate degree, and also had an opportunity to play there. So so those are people who spoke, in an event like this. And think about it. You take a step back. Anybody listening, yourself, just think of those three people right there. What they represent, being successes. They teach you the path to the success. I mean, how can you not listen to that?
Yeah, this is the 25th year that we've held this symposium, 25 years. So one of the things I found out is, these kids listen more to the opposite sex, believe it or not. When a woman speaks at our symposium, for some reason, they listen more. Nikki Mohan and other women have spoken here, and we had AIDS and drug abuse, time management, refusal skills, the recruiting game. And, let's face it, Larry, right now, football in America, NCAA, it can be scholastic. Yes, it can be education, but you also have to have a keen business sense of what you're doing,
right?
And what you're doing with your son and where he's going to school, and make the right decisions.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree, and I think that it's great to have these events, but to have something to go along with it, and I know that you guys do it. The Dolphins also have the symposium seminars, and I think it's important. I agree. I mean, I just think it's nice to have everything for play and for fun, but there's got to be a little reality mixed in, with the medicine, So yeah, I definitely agree that what you're doing is awesome. Save me a place to park, because if there's 600 people there. I think I'll be parking at St. Thomas University.
We're right here. No, you won't. They know that you're coming already. Every single athlete out here. Let's face it, Larry. Let's face it. Every single athlete out here wants to see Larry Bluestein on their sideline.
You're generous, but wrong.
Yes, they do.
All right, Wes, thanks so much, man. Congratulations. I'll see you soon, and thanks for joining.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Anytime. Wesley Frater, Tournament of Champions. It's all going down there. If you're a basketball or football fan, they have 7-on-7 football. Northwestern, as he mentioned, Columbus, all the heavyweights. And we're going to be down there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.